Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. Before we start the show, just like to deliver a message. It is with a heavy heart that Bumma Bipra Media, 98.7 FM, share the sad news that Aunty Evelyn Levi Lower has peacefully passed away. Aunty Ev has been an integral part of BBM family and dedicated more than 20 years of her life to community radio. Over the years, as a radio host, she has presented various shows such as National Torres Strait Hour, Black as Black, Walking in the Light, as well as her Sunday morning inspirational program, where she continually spoke of God and carried his messages. National Talk Black and outdoor broadcasts throughout the years of thousands of outdoor broadcasts, community outdoor broadcasts, around Cairns and also as well as intercity, interstate and territories, and also in the Torres Straits. And Ev was a key broadcaster of majority of those programs. She was known for her ability to connect with a wide range of people, no matter who they were and where they were from, and have engaging educational conversations with them. She was punctual, reliable, kind, and was always ready to have a cup of tea and cake, and if it was ever on offer. Her ability to find the best in people, make everyone feel welcome, and maintain a positive outlook in life was something to be admired. Aunty Ev used her voice to inspire the younger generation and everyone she met on her journey. Aunty Ev was very witty, sharp, and delightful. She was an iconic, and everybody knew her wherever she went. She loved being on radio, loved being a radio host, and not because it was a job, because she was passionate about it. And the BBM airways will not be the same without her. The BBM family send their condolences to Aunty Ev's family, and the BBM family will always love, respect, and miss her dearly. Rest in peace, Aunty Ev, strong in spirit. And with that, I'll go to her signature song that she's always loved. That's Land and Sea, Anika Pitt. Do enjoy.
Thank you. rose to the coral reef. Our flags are flying high to sea. For indigenous people like you and me.
A very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. All right, we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Katie. Now, she's one of the Butterflies Talking Helps champion who has lived with experience of anorexia and bulimia. When we're talking about support, well, Talking helps to support marginalised people with eating disorder and body image issues. And Butterfly was launched. It's a Talking Help campaign. And we've got one of the champions on board with Katie. Katie, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Trevor. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, I talk all the time. That's what I do here on radio. So we have some beautiful conversations, and it does help people. So fantastic that you're one of the champions of Butterflies Talking, Talking Helps campaign. So tell us about your life living with anorexia and bulimia, please, sister.
Well, Firstly, I'd love to just, I'm on the land of the Wurundjeri people from the Kulin Nation. Yes. I just want to acknowledge that I'm coming from that land today and acknowledge the traditional owners there. And I don't feel like a champion, but it is, I will acknowledge that it takes a real, like, mammoth effort to start talking about this stuff. It took me years, and I can say I wish I started earlier because... Sure. Recovery is a beautiful thing, and I think the more you start talking about this, the more you realise almost everyone either knows someone or has had some kind of experience with body image or distorted body image or like food issues. We live in this really toxic world with like terrible standards, gender binaries, and yeah, it's difficult. Mm. But for me personally, my experience with eating disorders happened in two separate chapters. So when I was like kind of coming of age, like a young person around 16, it came about as a bit of a coping strategy, I think, an unhealthy one, but coping one nonetheless, around trying to meet people's expectations, wondering if I was on the same path as my peers. I'm a queer woman, so I didn't know that at the time, and that was a really confusing time for me, and I kept all of it a secret. And
so you found with your sexuality being in a same-sex relationship presented a different set of challenges as well when it came to like your eating disorder experiences. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think I got anxiety around the idea of straying from the heteronormative beaten track because I had this desire when I was young to just fit in, and I wanted to please people. And steering away from that, I had a lot of anxiety around what does my life look like if I'm not going to get married, have kids, go down that, you know.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, and interrupt that deadly conversation I was having with Katie, one of the Butterflies Talking Help Champions in regard to her situation. And talking is very important in regarding expressing yourself. Too many people out there trying to impress, whereas you've got to express rather than impress. And you can express here on BBM, Bummer Bipper Media, with National Talk Black, with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm taking it right through 12 noon Queensland time with that deadly program, National Talk Black. A voice for our people, and like I said, we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. But stay tuned, love to hear what you got to say. 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember
the day. A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Australia's Health 2020 report shows 1 in 5 Australians have a mental health condition. Mental health statistics in Queensland highlight the importance of the Australian Mental Health Prize to reduce stigma and recognise mental health workers. We're going to have a chat now with University of New South Wales Professor Henry Brodity on the line. Professor Henry, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Simon.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about, awards, recognition and acknowledgement. Babies cry for it, men die for it. Recognising people for the work that they're doing. Now we've got a prize for people who work in mental health or that help people in regard to the statistics. 1 in 5 Australians have a mental health condition, but they don't have to be form a profession as such, a medical profession. Is that right, regarding a prize?
No, it can be anyone. Let me give you some examples.
Yes.
Last year, Joe Williams is one of the winners. Wurundjeri man.
Yes. Former footballer, NRL player.
That's exactly him.
Yes.
And he battled all his life with suicidal ideation and bipolar disorder. And he actually attempted suicide in 2012. But he found the purpose. He felt his purpose was to help people who struggle with mental illness.
Yep.
And he wrote a book called The Enemy Within. That's his foundation, sorry. He wrote a book called Defying the Enemy Within.
Sure.
And uh, he's been going around the countryside talking to Aboriginal people, mainly First Nations people, and about how to prevent suicide and fighting for equality.
So there's a champion right there, and he wasn't doing it for any awards or recognition. He overcame his mental health condition, and now he's educating people and supporting people, and he got an award for it, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. And we've had, like, Christine Morgan was the other co-winner last year. There were two winners, and she's the CEO of the National Mental Health Commission, so she comes from a different sort of side. She comes from,
yes,
she's the Prime Minister's actual advisor on suicide prevention, and okay, you can point at her.
So what we're saying is anybody out there, no matter what field, no matter what industry, if you feel they're doing good for all Australians, for people in general, you can nominate them, yes?
Yeah, yeah. There's a woman called Jan McMahon from Adelaide who won it a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd had some experience with mental problems herself, and then become a powerful consumer advocate ever since 1997. And so, you know, there are people who are academics, there are people who are running, who are sort of...
sporting people?
Yeah.
Athletics?
People who are sort of managing things, like the CEO of the Australian Mental Health Commission. And there are people out there in the community, like the...
Blue-collar, white-collar workers...
Yeah, the man who started the thing called Are You Okay?
Yes.
Somebody's not doing well, just ask them, are you okay? And because men are not very good at talking about how they feel.
True.
And that's they have a higher rate of suicide, particularly in very late life, yeah.
So, look, this just highlights all the good that's going on, and the old phrase, high tide rises all ships, and I suppose when we're talking about the one in five Australians have got a mental health condition, the phrase in regard to COVID-19 is what they've been using, is we are all in this together. Well, mentally, we can all help each other and support each other, and like that little question, are you okay? I mean, that's powerful words, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, I've got statistics for Queensland. You know, 1.1 million people have, in the last year, experienced some mental condition. And particularly anxiety,
yes,
depression, and with COVID, these figures are going up.
Exactly, yes. It's a pandemic that's causing a lot of dramas in regard to, well, mental capacity, what we're talking about, job aspirations, vision for the future and how it looks, loneliness, all the above, and like all four walls closing in. So to recognise somebody for the work they're doing is a great achievement, but also highlights that we're doing good.
That's right. I mean, if you know, if your listener know somebody who they think is an unsung hero, who's made a difference, just go to the website, Australian Mental Health Prize, all one word,
.org.au. And put in a nomination.
Put in the nomination.
Fantastic. And when will the award be awarded? Is it a dinner, or what? How's that work?
Well, we don't know what. It might all be virtual.
Well, exactly. That's right, yeah.
But the winner will be announced about the 4th or 5th of November. We'll have usually about six finalists. We'll know them in about mid-October. And from them, one winner will be announced. And like last year, we had the Prime Minister announce the winner.
Yes.
We've had two Prime Ministers. And, you know, we had Malcolm Turnbull announce the first one 5 years ago.
Yep.
And last year, we had ScoMo announce the winner.
Yes.
And we've had the Minister for Health one of the year. So we'll have somebody prominent making the announcement and presenting the award.
Yeah. Look, I think it's a great award and fantastic to be given out to an Australian, the work that they're doing. Thank you very much for sharing, Professor. All the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl. Thanks for having me on your show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There it is, Professor Henry Brodity, and he's from the University of New South Wales, and we're talking about the prize for mental health, and you can check out their webpage, AustralianMentalHealthPrize.org.au. You can put in nominations. Do you know, if you know of anybody who you work beside or you see in the community who's doing a good job and helping people, when you're helping somebody, the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up. If you see somebody doing that, then you can nominate them, and you provide 200 words outlining the work being undertaken and how it is making an impact, and nomination forms are easy to complete and can be seen on the you can access it access the nomination form on the webpage, and it's AustralianMentalHealthPrize.org.au. fantastic recognition, acknowledgement. Babies cry for it and men die for it. Let's recognise people, the work that they're doing in the climate we live in at the moment, COVID-19. We need more thumbs up, more pats on the backs and more smiles on the dial, so to speak. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on the Murray Grapevine. That's National Talk Black. Yarning with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call. 1-800-422-416.
I wish I could turn back time to live how we used to live, living in the dream time. Is where I wanna be, yeah. Running wild and living free, living with Mother Nature, just like traditional Aborigines. Look at the world around me, around me. My ancestors, they are calling out for me to go back to my dream time that I'll never leave behind, to be initiated man, to keep my culture flowing in the land, cook of the morning and the Wurundjeri tribe clan.
Tonya Mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416 is the number, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Eileen Berry, Parent Guide's founder. Now, with everything you need to know about teenagers and more, Teens 101, it tackles drugs, social media, sex, mental health and respect. And parenting teenagers is more challenging than ever in coronavirus, COVID-19 age. We've got Eileen on the line. A very good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the program. Yes, we are living in a different world at the moment, COVID-19, but with our teenagers, look, they're out of whack in regard to isolation, in regard to schooling, finance, all the above, four walls are closing in. So they're in a bad situation in regard to COVID-19. That doesn't help, is that right?
It's true. I mean, being able to normally find out what your kids are up to, you know, they've got sporting activities, they go to school, they've got friends, they go out. Now, we're all locked up at home. It's very difficult to be able to gauge what's normal teenage behaviour and what, you know, things are happening from an anxiety point of view.
And so we as parents, we do the best we can, but we're juggling a few things regarding, you know, doing the JOB, doing business, paying bills, and also being a parent as well as a partner. So we're spinning a few plates as well, and it becomes hard in that sense regarding communication with our teenagers. Would you think that's the case?
Absolutely, but you're juggling analogy there. But, you know, families, you know, it could be a circus at times. But you've got to know who all the actors are in the circus. So, you know, your kids are very important to you.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, you're the one who knows your child best.
Exactly.
You should be able to see changes in their behaviour. That's not normal. I mean, if they're not engaged with, if they're not eating properly, if they're not sleeping properly, if they're cranky, if they're not bathing properly, then these are the sorts of signs to be saying to yourself, you know, things are not right here. Let's take some time out. Let's sit outside for 10 minutes and have a chat. You know, that's the whole point of parent guides, is to have those difficult-to-have conversations. Don't brush it under the carpet, because it's going to come back to bite you on the butt.
Well, conversation two-way street, and if our teenagers aren't conversing or putting all cards on the table, we're at a bit of a loss.
Yes, I know, but you can play cards, you can play a game, you can share a mini-series on TV. You've got driving lessons with kids, and they've got their hands on the wheel, and they're looking forward, and you can ask them anything, usually in those situations, and because they're concentrating on driving,
we
don't tend to seem to have a preconcocted story to tell you, so you'll actually find you actually get the truth out of them when they're doing their driving lessons, I find.
Sort of like a drip feed, getting the information bit by bit, and a jigsaw puzzle paint the picture.
Exactly, but kids have never been easy to talk to. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I was a naughty little thing.
Oh, well, I was a good kid.
Of course you were. Of course you were.
So but how did we tackle that?
You know, every conversation I had with my parents, it was always, you know, what do they know?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know anything about my world.
Don't tell me about boats.
The words that the kids are in these, you know, today, my goodness, it is a different world.
It is.
It's seriously different.
Yes. So conversation, communication is very, very important. Aspirations, talk about goals and dreams and where they want to be and what they want to do, and that's an important conversation.
Well, that's going to be a hard one, isn't it? I mean, the unemployment figures are horrific. You know, it is an incredibly difficult conversation to have about what the future is, but I think that, you know, I think that in terms of, there have been generations before us that have faced, you know, wars and so forth and so on, and difficulties there, and I know this is not quite like that, but that sort of resilience has to be built into your kids. You know, it's okay to work around. You know, you may not get that job, you may not get that uni post, because it's all going to be very competitive moving forward.
Mm.
You may not get this, you may not get that, but it's not the end of the world.
Exactly, exactly.
Work out what your contingency plans are. If you can't do plan A, what is plan B? Mm. What is plan C and D?
And understand that in life, successful people, they fail to succeed. We're going to get into our potholes, but it's not what happens to you. You have responded. That sort of information needs to be put across the table, yeah?
Exactly. The parents have to be just as resilient as their children, you know, need to be. You need to, you know, if you're doom and gloom every step of the way, what energy do you think your children are taking in? You know, they need... You need to be able to, you know, turn off, not this radio station now, but...
Thank you.
The really bad news stuff. You don't have to have the radio on all day. You don't have to have the TV on all day and keep hearing this information that keeps coming in. Try and watch and see and listen to other stuff. Listen to some music. Read a book. You know, engage. You know, learn how to draw. Just really try and move your kids into some other directions that can perhaps just encourage them to think about other opportunities.
All right, so this information, Teens 101, how do people get a hold of it?
Parentguides.com.au.
Parentguides.com.au, fantastic. And look, it's helping our communication with our young ones, and that's what it's all about. Teens, we were once there, a different world, living at the moment, and it'd be different problems or different compared to us as when we were teenagers, you would say, Eileen?
I think so, and that's why Teens 101 covers off mental health, it covers off social media, it covers off drugs, it covers off sex, it covers off respect.
Lovely.
And I think they're the five topics that really, if you have a look, they're all sort of within our domain. You know, we as parents, how do we have those conversations with our children to grow them as fantastic teenagers and into healthy adults? Because it's going to be tough.
Sure.
But they've got to be made resilient.
Well, I suppose the parents and the teenagers, the affirmation that could come into play is what they've been using. We are all in this together. So you can use that in regarding a beautiful conversation or foundation.
Yeah, and I think the Parent Guide slogan is, let's have a conversation. You know, let's have a conversation about the hard stuff.
Yes.
The easy stuff is easy. You know, and then you go, oh, no, I'll let the school handle that, or I'll let the town hall handle that, or the aunt and uncle can handle that. But at the end of the day, they're your kids.
Yep.
You need to have those conversations. You know, what's your family's moral compass?
Yes.
And let's have the hard-to-have conversations. And if you get across it, you know, even if they shug and, you know, oh, yeah, well, you know, Mum, you wouldn't know anything about where we live or what we do.
Mm.
And you go, here you go, here's a book. You read it and tell me what's right and what's wrong with it.
Exactly. Beautiful. Love it. All right, Eileen, thank you so very much. Look, all the best to you and your team, your family. Look, take care, stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Yes, and travel well to all of you and your listeners. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eileen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A Deli Yarn there. Her name is Eileen Berry, a Parent Guides founder. And you can check it out online, all the www.parentguides.com.au and Teens 101. Everything you need to know about teenagers and more. And it tackles drugs, social media, sex, mental health, and respect. Great for the teens to read it as well. So there you go. Education, knowledge is power. Knowledge is potential power, I like to say. We need to do put action behind the knowledge that we have. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
an interstate driver, making ends meet, looking forward to turning into my old street, where the garbage man's out on a Friday night. I can see that my baby has left on the light. It's a feeling like nothing I've known. It's a last mile home. I flew into Darwin from a mine out west, with nothing but my boots and a safety vest. There was a cyclone brewing in the Kimberley, and we had to get out, my friends and me. My heart was sinking like a stone on the last mile home. Boat. The hours are so long, but I'm keeping afloat. 6 weeks away, I'm going out of my mind. I keep looking for land as I check the lines. This old boat, she creaks and she moans on the last mile home.
In trouble, hurting the ones I love, always thinking about myself, didn't care about anyone. Ain't got many tools in my toolbox, not sure how to react. It's hard to get the words out, so I lash and blow my stack. Can you walk with me, talk with me to this journey, journey to respect? Will you hold my hand, hold my hand through this journey, journey to respect? I need to change my life around, take responsibility. The anger hurts inside of me. I'm not known for my empathy. Can you walk with me, talk with me to this journey, journey to respect? Will you hold my hand, hold my hand through this journey, journey to respect? walk through this journey. It's brought out the best in me. The wise man from within showed me the importance of my family. Can you walk with me? Talk with me to this journey. Journey to respect. Will you hold my hand? Hold my hand through this journey. Journey to respect. Can you walk with me? Talk with me to this journey. Journey to respect. Will you hold my hand? Hold my hand through this journey. My spiritual journey to respect.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, as I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, Bumabibra Media, BBM 98.7 FM, First Nation Radio Station here in the far north, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. So have your saying, yarn up strong, to Deadly. News coming here from NITV. Bales family sues Miranda Devine and News Corp for defamation. The 9-year-old Murray boy and his mother, Yerrika, are suing the high-profile columnist and her employer over tweets that suggested a bullying incident in February was a scam. So warning, this article discusses suicide. Yerrika Bales has filed a defamation proceedings on behalf of her son, Quaden, against Miranda Devine and News Corp over a series of tweets the columnist posted following a bullying incident in February. 9-year-old Quaden, who was born with achondroplasia, the most common form of dwarfism, made headlines across the world after Yerrika live-streamed a video of aftermath of a school bullying incident. In the video, Quaden is inconsolable and speaks of suicide, saying, "Give me a knife now, I can stab myself in the heart, you watch me." There was an outpouring of support around the globe for the Murray boy, with celebrities and sports stars sending him well wishes. US comedian Brad Williams raised over $700,000 via a GoFundMe page that aimed to send Quaden and his family to Disneyland. The Bales family declined the trip and instead arranged for the funds to be shared among anti-bullying and healing charities and to assist with Quaden's ongoing medical expenses. There was also a raft of misinformation spread across the internet. Online users doctored photos of Quaden to remove their context in order to construct false narratives about the family. Tweetings from New York on February 21, News Corp Devine, a well-known figure in the media industry with more than 70,000 Twitter followers, shared an old video clip of Quaden, which he holds a handful of Australian currency. Devine wrote, "That's really rotten. If this was a scam, hurts genuine bullying victims," and then engaged in an exchange with Twitter used Coffee JPC. And Coffee JPC responded to Devine's post by saying, "It's a crime if it is a scam. Child abuse. How could anyone, any parent, do this?" To which Devine replied, "Yep, exactly on the case." And the statement of claim filed in the federal court on July 31st by Centennial Lawyers says that the tweets defamed Quaden by suggesting he's dishonestly acted out being distressed in a video to obtain money from donors and dishonored pretended to have been the victim of bullying. Thereby hurting genuine victims of bullying. It is alleged that Yerrika Bales was also defamed because the tweet she uploaded the video, known if falsely, depicted him as being distressed to get donations and dishonestly coaching her son to pretend to be distressed to get donations. The statement also alleges that Devine News Corp are liable as publishers of the tweet. Miss Bowles warned about the repercussions for people spreading misinformation about her family online. They obviously haven't done their homework. A simple Google search would have saved a lot of drama, she says. I think it's important for people that are commenting on those public arenas. It can cause very dire consequences. That just goes to show how stupid people are. So there it is, the Bowles family suing Miranda Devine and News Corp for defamation. A little quail, a quality boy sending that love there, brother. Hope you're well. And look, stay deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong on National Talk Black with the Bully One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It's an hour program, Monday to Friday. And we come from First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the Deadly team down there at NERS, based down there at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, and a beautiful network of Murray Radio and Kutununga and Torres Strait Island radio stations across this country. So to Deadly, Koori Mob as well. Let's stay tuned. 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
I'd like to sing a lullaby for you. It's a beautiful song. I travelled amongst many different Aboriginal tribes.
Richard Franklin and Lou Bennett here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Selwyn on the line. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, yeah, brother. Yeah, condolences to the family, brother. One of the things I didn't do was call her Auntie Evelyn, because currently I call her sister, brother, but yeah, my condolences to the family, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, yeah. Yeah, so how we travel here with a heavy heart here at Bummer Bipper and a beautiful lady and our dear sister and auntie and going to be sadly missed.
One of the things I can say, it's true that you take away what you've given. What you take away is what you've given, what you've given away, brother.
Exactly.
That's a lot that you've given a lot, brother, yes.
Thank you very much for sharing, brother.
Yeah, but I've got to keep talking.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, brother. Yes.
Yeah, I'm quite bold, brother. Isn't it good? You know, we don't need mention made and the world's watching, and because she went, she made it well known worldwide what happened to the bullying over in Australia. Mm. And another one, I'd like to say, what's this face, brother? The world's watching. What happened at Burrurula? But what's trending on Facebook, brother? What happened at Burrurula, brother?
Yes.
Yeah, and brother, I'm gonna like this. This narrative that if you don't go to jail, you won't die and come in. Black Lives Matter, brother. A lot of things don't happen in jail with our people. Committee Walker, George Clark, but in China, when he shot those people in Christ, they're black, but even though it was an Australian, brother, so it don't all happen in jail. And the sound is deafening, brother. Mm. Even though the search in America was the NBL players here, you know, women and men here, the sound, but when they come here on a visa, that they are supposed to not say nothing out. This spoil the chances of being your brother. And a big shout out to you, Ewan Jones. I think he used to be a politician from Canada. He had the seat of federal member for the seat of Ayrburn. And I like to, not we always think about the politician, but he spoke up for those two black shields, you know, that were supposedly spreading COVID-19. And he said, you know, like, they put the picture, they bastard the picture all over the place, and there's a possibility they might get bashed in the street. So, Mr. Jones, a politician, I'd like to say a big shout out to you.
Yes.
But always you criticize politicians. But thank you very much, brother.
Exactly. Thank you, Sowen. Very, very, very true. So thank you, Sowen. In regards to, those two ladies have pictured it in news media and social media across the nation in regard to spreading of the COVID-19. And there are a lot of people, non-Indigenous, who did the same thing. And we feel as though one rule for one, different rule for another. But that's how we see it. But look out to the conversation. You've got about 4 minutes left on the program. We'll squeeze in a yarn. So love to hear from you. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, Too Deadly.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
I have given and got none. Still I'm driven by something I can't explain. It's not a cross, it is a choice. I cannot help but hear his voice. I only wish that I could listen.
Let It Rain, Amanda Marshall here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Murray, going to sign off you, mob. I thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic of COVID-19. Abide by the rules, you mob. Too deadly.
My pretty Colleen, why are your eyes filled with tears?